Blog Talk Radio.
Classic song by Beyonce and Jay-Z, Bonnie and Clyde. You're listening to In My Mood with your girl KK Canticasa, the songbird. My mood for tonight is called Immature Love. Now here goes a description on immature love. We all have been there, and some, you're probably still going through it. Sometimes all we need is advice or for someone to understand us. You guys, the point of this mood is to help y'all understand the difference between puppy love and love, and the difference between love and love. There's a difference. You know, the same word is involved in each thing. However, it's a difference between all of them. There's a difference. And the younger generation and sometimes the older generation tend to get confused with them. especially with the music that's playing nowadays in the radio, you get even more confused. You don't have an understanding. It's confusing. One thing they're talking about as far as love, they're talking about intimacy, and the other they're talking about passion, and what's the difference? Then you got the younger generation, maybe like 13-year-olds saying that they're in love with this boy, when really they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, this show is going to be very interesting. I can already tell. This is Candy Casa on WHHJ Radio Show. I'm going to get back into some more music. Here goes Sierra Promise. Baby, take a breath. I just wanna find you, yeah, you. Baby, you and I can have a good time. Tell me what you like. Now listen, I've been single for a while now, and I've been kinda lonely. So I'm looking for somebody to talk to, love me, someone who can hold me. Is that you? Somebody I can call to, looking for the only one that I can give my all to. Tell me that it's you. What you wanna do, you make a move. You can be my teacher, I'll do homework. You can give me extra credit, baby, I'll do more work. What you wanna do,
I'm never understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your baby next to you. And growing up, I was a fool. And I can't lie, I missed you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list.
So I have the question of the night. By the way, that song was by Ray J, One Wish. The question of the night is very simple. It is, how would you explain love? Simple as that. I want to get y'all opinions. I want to see how exactly would you explain love. Like, what is love to you? You can call that number 323-927-2990 to answer the question, or you can answer it on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show. This is WHJ Radio Show with the girl KK Kanti Casa, the songbird. You're listening to In My Mood. My mood for tonight is called Immature Love. Now, I have a question for you guys. Do y'all even know what immature love means, or what does it stand for? I mean, it's in itself. It's in its own self. It's immature. It's immature love. And immature love can be a young love. It could be the beginning of a relationship and that feeling where you get where you think you're falling in love, that's immature. You know, an immature state. It's the beginning. It's young. That is an immature love. So whether you were just now getting into a relationship with a person maybe you like or someone you have been liking for a while, then that would be an immature state of that relationship. But does that make it an immature love? That's the question. You have to understand what love is at first. And that itself is even difficult to understand. So before you go running around saying, I love you, to your friend, remember that love is a very, very powerful word. And love is not only just a word, but a verb. You must understand that love is a verb. Understand a verb, for one. So here goes the music. I'm going back into the next jam. This is a perfect example for what I was talking about. This is Milla J, Smoke, Drink, Break Up.
Yeah, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. Didn't last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you over there. All night there. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. Didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you over there. It's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. How to love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. Be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and sipping. Just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You see a lot of crooks and them crooks still crooked. See a lot of crooks try to steal your.
Sometimes it's hard.
That song right there was by Aaliyah, At Your Best. You're listening to In My Mood with Kenzie Castle, the Songbird. All right, you guys, so I have some interactions on Twitter regarding the question of the night, which is, how would you explain love? So somebody named Paul Expo answered the question a few times, actually. His answer on how he explains love is, love is a butterfly flying free and always back to the same place. Love is the smile of a child. It is the embrace of a mother. It is doing good for others without wanting anything. It is trying to make a better world for all, and it is also respect and differences. Love is speaking at a glance. Beautiful. It just sounded like you said a poem. I just love that. This is your girl, KK Kenzie Costa, and this is In My Mood. If you guys have any comments to what he said or how he explained love, just call the number 323-927-2990 or tweet us on at Twitter. That's at FCWHHA Radio Show. Now, you guys, I'm going to keep saying this. Puppy love is not the same. It's just not. It's not the same as regular love. If you're young and you say, I'm in love, and I really think I am in love, then most likely you're going through puppy love. My grandma was married with her husband for 15 years, kept it going strong. And one thing she told me about was, one thing she always told me when I asked her, how did she marry, how was she able to stay married so long? She told me that she just could never get rid of him. And that was the best way she explained it to me. She could never get rid of him. And even if she wanted to, it just wasn't going to happen. Now, that to me, I think that is love. When you're trying to get rid of somebody, however, you feel, I don't know, it's like this bond that you have with this person, and you just feel like you just can't get rid of him. And even if you are, even if you do get rid of him, he's still going to be inside your mind. He's still, you're forever going to, you know, not be completely blank about it or just be gone forever, but he's just always going to be there. He's always going to be there in your heart somewhere along the line. And if he's feeling the same, eventually both of y'all will come back together. Now, it sounds simple, or it sounds like, oh, you maybe experienced that. If you haven't really necessarily experienced love, then who knows? Who knows, you guys? Love is difficult. It's difficult to explain, but I am trying my best. This is Kenzie Casa on WHHA Radio Show. Here goes Alicia Keys. This is Butterflies. Into your eyes. You guys, don't forget, if you want to ask the question of the night, you can answer it live on WHJ Radio Show. If you already called in, simply press 1. However, if you're not, call that number 323-927-2990. Again, the number is 323-927-2990. This is WHJ Radio Show, and I am Kanti Casa. You're listening to In My Mood.
To the B, to the B. To the beat, cause I'm me.
Everybody, flow. Why? Cause it's time to stick. Yeah, it's time to rock. That's why I'm here. Tiffany is her name. Love the game. And the only way to play is with this strong swing.
Sometimes a girl needs to know that she's appreciated for all the things she does. With some sort of token love. Without it, a young heart won't know.
I don't know.
And right then, to my surprise, she pulled out a small boulevard pink ribbon tie. I'm wondering what's inside. He opened it and then he replied.
He said, I promise not to hurt you. I promise not to lie.
I promise to befriend you and to send you with my life.
I promise you forever.
Text each other a lot.
Hey, my girl, she loves me. She hit me all the time. He be texting me. your pride. Let them know.
When I say hey, then you say what's up, and I be like, baby, do you miss me? When you say yes, then I say ditto, and you can hit me back with the left hand symbol number 3. I got a clue how you feel for me. 1, 4, 3, it's slowly went away. That's how you feel, baby, that's what's up. 140 characters is more than enough. Hey, my girl, he loves me. I know I'm on her mind even when we don't speak. See, my girl, he loves me. He hit me all the time. My phone be ringing up the hook like, characters is more than enough. Hey, my girl, she loves me. I know I'm on her mind even when we don't speak. See, my girl, she loves me. She hit me all the time. I'm gonna be ringing up the hook like,
we always tweeting.
I tell her all my secrets, she tell me all of hers. When we get off the phone, she say, no, you hang up first. My girl is my universe, I am so in love with her. All the money in the world could encompass her with my shorty's worth. They call me double law for my misbehavior.
Oh, this my girl calling, I holla at you later.
My girl, she loves me. I know I'm on her mind.
I love you, but it's alright, it's alright. I'll write you a song. vibe all day. Girl, where you at, boy, I'm on my way. On the beach again, never thought that this would end. Dinner by the water, wish that summertime was longer, Don't really care what we do tonight. Good night, kiss till the mood is right. Laying by the beach with you, wishing this will never end. Just a couple months, but we do. By the beach and just chilling too, okay? I miss you, you know, thinking that we can call each other soon. You know, it was nice, the summer flame. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Good night. Good night.
I'd risk my life to be be. You know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
Have a definite understanding that love isn't as simple, and nor is it easy. And the thing about love is when you love somebody and you fall apart from them, it is not easy to just completely erase them from you in general. They're always going to be there in your heart somewhere, always going to be there in your mind somewhere, and you're eventually going to bring them back up, or you're eventually going to meet them, bump into them again. You won't break that connection. There's no way to break the connection, love. There just isn't. It just doesn't exist. But anyways, here goes some more answers to the question of the night. The question of the night is, how would you explain love? So a few people answered the question of the night on Facebook. So like our page on Facebook, that's facebook.com/FantasyCrewWHHJRadioShow. Here it is. James Smooth answered the question saying, love is a level of consciousness. When you are in love, it means both of you share that level of consciousness. Interesting. Shay answered the question of the night saying, love is a strong bond between a person and food. Oh, my gosh, Shay, really? But anyway, she says, love for me is feeling a warmth in your heart, a warmth in your heart, and when you're around your lover, family, parents, or child. Lovely. What is love to you guys? Well, how would you explain it? Call the number 323-927-2990. Or you can answer the question on Twitter at FCWHHA Radio Show. Here goes Right Through Me. This is by Nicki Minaj. That's one of my favorite songs by Katy Perry. It's a beautiful, beautiful jam. All right, you guys, so I have more information on, well, I have more answers to the question of the night, and soon I'll be giving out my answers, too. But, of course, I know you all noticed the time. It is time for... Sorry to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This weather has nothing to do with your state nor your city. This is all the weather of Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So sorry to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All right, you guys, this is the weather for Jacksonville, Florida. 68 is your low tonight. Friday is partly cloudy, 89 high, 69 low. Saturday is PM thunderstorms, 86 high, 69 low. Sunday is isolated thunderstorms, 87 high, 68 low. And Monday is partly cloudy with 85 as your high, 67 as your low. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, your weather here tonight is 61, partly cloudy skies. Friday is PM thunderstorms, 83 is your high, 64 as your low. Saturday is scattered thunderstorms with 74 as your high, 56 as your low. Sunday is partly cloudy, 79 high, 60 low. And Monday is isolated thunderstorms, 84 as your high, 64 as your low. So that was the weather for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida, your weather is looking pretty good. You're staying in your mid-80s, and your lows are staying in your 60s. So that's comfortable, very comfortable. You're going to be seeing some rain on Saturday and Sunday. For Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you're going to be seeing rain on Friday and Saturday. Your temperature is staying, it's actually jumping up and down between your 80s to your 70s. So that's what you'll be looking forward to throughout the whole weekend. But your lows are staying in your 60s, your mid-60s, and dropping down to your 50s on Saturday. But it's going to be raising back up. So that is the weather for you guys. I have news coming up in just a moment. But for now, we're going to get back into some more music. You're listening to Immature Love. This is on In My Mood, WHJ Radio Shows. Here goes Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Crazy in the range, they can't figure come out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since the major change over the platinum, the game's been a rap one.
Crazy, 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 cr
guys. So that song was by Alicia Keys called Diary. Ah, your personal diary. That friend of yours. That friend that you could tell anything and everything. Now, I just wanted to remind everyone that love it's just not only with a partner, with your partner, or your friend that you've been with for like, I don't know, like a few years, give that like 6 or 9. But love is also that bond that you have with your siblings, that bond that you have with your mother or father, that bond right there, that's love in itself, and that could teach you something. Now, don't ever forget that. When you ever say you're feeling lonely or you ever feel say to yourself that nobody loves you, whatever, remember that bond that you have with your mother or sibling or whatever, remember that bond, because that person right there, them people you spend most of your time with, they love you. And if you have that in mind, you'll forever be happy. You'll forever, at least you'll feel love. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people running around saying that they want to be loved, or they're searching for love and they don't know exactly what it is. So they're just basing it off of the television, of what it shows. Certain little TV series that they watch, they see that it happens there and they're like, oh, that's love. That's just television, you guys. They're trying to explain what love is, but it's just not the best explanation. I like what this person says on Twitter. This person, named Splash Spotlight. Splash Spotlight tweeted, you can't explain it. You just know when it's real. Now, I agree with them. I agree with them 1%. I agree with them 100%. The thing is that puppy love could trick you, because it happens almost exactly the same way. And then you find yourself arguing with a friend or arguing with your bro or saying like, no, I'm in love. I mean, I'm in love with this person, this special person. And for real, it's just puppy love. However, love happens the same way. You know when you're in love. You know exactly when you're in love, when you think about that person and it makes you super emotional. Like I said earlier, love is a verb. That verb will make you cry. It will make you do the craziest things that you never thought you'd ever do, because you're in love, because you love that person. Love will make you question yourself after you do that crazy thing that you think you thought you'd never do. It make you ask, why am I doing this? Even if you don't even like it. You might not even like it, but you'll do it for the heck of love, because that's how much you love that person. I've done a lot of crazy things for my mom. Crazy, super things I never thought I'd ever do when I grow up. But you know what? It was all worth it. Because I love my mom, and I know that she needed my help, or she needed me to do those crazy things. And in the end, it turned out supremely well. And I did it because I loved her, and I can cherish that. That thought in itself, I am happy. I can happily say it and announce that I did this for my mom because I love her. And for real, I do anything for my mother because I love her. When you're in love with somebody else, or when you love someone else, you get to feel that too. But it's a different connection, because it's someone other than your family. It's someone other than your blood. So it feels different. You're like adding this person to your circle, that you've never thought you'd ever edit or ever add anybody else to it. This person in your circle is no longer just liked. It's not simple. this person makes you emotional, it makes you not cry emotionally because they're leaving or whatever, but it makes you emotional of the fact that they're there. Or makes you emotional of the fact that they understand you in ways that you never thought they would. Or that you understand them in ways that you never thought that you ever would. When you love someone and they love you back, you definitely feel it. I'm going to continue this in a second, but for now, let me get back into some music. Here goes ASAP Rocky, Fashion Killer.
Don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you're smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories, you know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good bang,
fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you. Description. You look so good that it hurts. You're a dime, plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I want your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night. Deserves good fame,
a
handful of rain. I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together.
just need your attention for a few minutes. Is that cool with you? Yeah? Alright, check it. Listen.
I can't wait to get to school each day and wait for you to pass my way. And bells start to ring and angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do? Hey, little girl, I love you. To take the long way home, just so I can be alone. You think of how to say that my heart is here to stay. Hey, I'm in love with you. I think the world of you. So won't you please, please be mine?
Girl, I'm in love. I can say, yeah, I ain't scared. I'm in love. People tell me I'm too young to be in love. I know what I'm feeling, and this is real. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop thinking about you.
I think about you.
This is WHJ Radio Show's In My Mood. My mood topic and about the mood is immature love. That's what the mood is about tonight. So that song right there was basically what I was saying earlier. That immature love right there, you don't know exactly. That's not puppy love. That's puppy love. Daddy love. The difference between love and puppy love. People get that confused. You're not really in love with a person. You just really, 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 really like the person. And you like the person so much that they're stuck in your head, that you just keep thinking about them, that you just want to text them and or whatever, talk to them or call them on the phone every day, or they just run through your mind for no reason. You don't even have to be thinking about them. It just, oop, there you go. Oh, I thought of them. Oh, okay. There it is. That's basically what puppy love is. Don't get it confused with love. Now, I admit, I haven't even experienced it. However, I've watched and I've observed a lot of my family members, and between the certain relationships that I've observed and my grandma and grandpa's relationship, it's like none other. If only you all had experienced what I had experienced growing up, watching my grandma and grandpa. They were so in love. I mean, I haven't even felt that, and me watching them was like, I was just forever in awe. Even their dull moments where they argue about the silliest and littlest things, but it just didn't really last long, but I guess it's, I say it lasted a day. But then again, they come back to each other, and they sit down on that couch, turn on the TV or their favorite show that they know is about to come on, and watch it together, regardless of them being mad at each other, regardless of them being mad at the time. Sometimes I remember watching them argue, and then my grandpa in the midst of the argument mentioned about their show or whatever, or that little thing that they usually watch on TV. And although they were mad at each other, they still sat down by each other, cuddled with each other, pinched each other every now and then. But in the end, they were laughing and giggling and watching the show at the same time. And it was just, it was nothing I've ever seen. But when I seen that, I was surprised. I decided to share this all with you guys, because I believe that this is important. A lot of people think that love, it does not exist anymore. It is not that it don't exist. It's just that you think, you have this image of love in your head, and you just think it's supposed to be this way, this certain way that you envision it, when it's really not. It's not that way. It's something else completely different. And so you say, love doesn't exist. It exists. It's never going to go away. It's one of the most powerful things in the universe. Love is something that will not just vanish. It won't ever disappear. Like I said earlier, it's not going to go away. You just stop assuming. Stop assuming how love should be and allow love to come. Because when you keep that thought in mind and that thought and that imagination in mind of how love should be and how you think love and what do you think love is and all that, you miss it. Next thing you know, you could be in the right hands with the person of your dreams, not knowing that they're actually the person of your dreams because you allowed love to slip away. And so that they were that one that got away. All because you decided to play around and you decided to have this thought of love in your head. Stop that moment where you actually decide to stop thinking about it and stop imagining and putting that image or whatever or the thought process of how love should be in your head. That moment is when you finally realize that you found your love. That moment is when you finally allow love to happen. Now, there's the other people who actually say that they're looking for love and end up refusing it because they get scared. If you say it so much, eventually it's going to come. I mean, that's how the world works. If you give, you're eventually going to be given. That's how it works. But once you're given, it don't back away from it, not unless you're not ready. Now, that's another thing people put themselves in, a situation that they're not ready for. It's okay to back away from that. If you're not ready for it, then most likely in your heart, you're not. Give yourself some time and allow you to experience yourself and allow you to get to know yourself and learn you before giving yourself away to someone else. And it may sound harsh. It sounds completely harsh, like, wow, giving myself away to someone else. But seriously, that's what love is, and that's why a lot of people are afraid of it, because they don't want to give their self away. Thank you all for listening to In My Mood. I only have like 10 minutes left until my show ends, and I hope you all definitely enjoyed this, and I hope the message that I threw out touched some people, because that was the point of this mood. I felt like it I felt like it was the time between summer and winter, spring. I felt like it was the time to say these words, and this was the time to allow people to understand this feeling, to allow people to understand what they feel. If you're saying you're in love, if you're saying you really, really love this guy, but you haven't been with them for more than 8 years, then you don't know what you're missing, or you don't understand. You don't understand it. Sometimes for people to fall in love, it doesn't take them that long. Sometimes it takes them like 3 years. If you really feel as if you're in love with a person, or if you really love them, and it's only been a few months, all I can say for you is don't give yourself away so easily. And before you drop that bomb, make sure that they're dropping the bomb with you. Make sure that that person also loves you. Because that's just wrong to be in a one-sided loving relationship. Here goes the next jam. This next jam is, I love this song. It's one of my, it's actually one of my songs. And it speaks of love in a different form, pre-magic.
Baby, telling me how me sound. And I wear them little boy, they will lose a brownie. your orbit with nowhere to run.
Good loving, give your good loving.
Well, you got me, I can't ignore
it. It's me and you forever, girl.
Once again, I want to say goodnight, everyone, and remember that if your love is young or you're not sure about anything, it's most likely an immature love. And some people like immature loves because, you know, immature love doesn't, it can be, like, completely temporary, immature love, really. I guess, you know, most of the songs that you hear on the radio where they talk about love and, girl, I want to love you and all that silly stuff, it's most likely an immature love. But here goes the last and very last song of the night, I Need Love by LL Cool J.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.